When we painted the mural in on the side of Woolworths, I think it was 1982, actually, I remember now. The local anarchists were very active, and they decided to spray graffiti all over it. And they didn't like it for some reason that I never quite understood. But there were a lot of angry young men and women in Brixton at the time, and they came and harangued us. And we talked to them, cleaned it up straight away. And I think because we talked to them, we talked with them together, it didn't happen again. And I think that's the sort of responsibility I feel when we also when we were painting in East London on the estate, there were it was the t there was an intifada going on in Palestine, and the boys on the 10-year-old boys on the estate started throwing stones at us, and I thought, blimey, there are two things I can do. I can run away and not come back, or I can talk to them. That's all I can. Those are the two choices. And I decided to talk to them, and I remember telling them that they were great boys and that I believed in them, and that, but they just had to stop throwing stones, and they did. So that's the responsibility. I feel a responsibility to the community when I'm doing it. And then I feel that the work of art itself will have a natural life. I don't feel continuing responsibility.
And did you involve the boys in painting the mural? Or feel that that was a possibility?
I think they might have helped. Sorry, I can't remember it. I think they might have helped a little bit, not very much.